The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, united Republicans nationwide. In the last election, many GOP candidates promised to dismantle it, but that turned out to be a struggle, and Democrats have now taken on health care as their key issue to drive out the vote this midterm. KUNR's Ann Gray has more.
During the 2016 election, a then-presidential candidate, Donald Trump, led the charge to reverse the ACA. He hammered that message at the last presidential debate in October of that year.
And one thing we have to do, repeal and replace the disaster known as Obamacare.
Just this week, in an interview with Reuters, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell called his party's failure to repeal the ACA a disappointment. He also said that depending on the midterm's outcome, the GOP could try a repeal again. Political science professor Precious Hall is with Truckee Meadows Community College.
For the past few elections, healthcare has really been a Republican issue, mainly in their message of repeal and replace. This election, it is actually the top-rated issue for Democrats because of what's been happening the past couple of years.
But some conservatives, like Governor Brian Sandoval, embrace the ACA. He was the first Republican state leader to adopt the Medicaid expansion back in 2012. More than 300,000 Nevadans have become insured as a result of Obamacare, including many rural residents. To rally its base, the Washoe Democratic Party has been canvassing neighborhoods and holding phone banks. On a weeknight at its headquarters in Reno, more than a dozen volunteers are making calls.
Hi, is George available?
Laura Gully and two of her daughters are volunteering. They're each going through lists of registered Democrats, hoping someone picks up. For Gully, healthcare is a big concern because of her work at a call center for a Reno-based hospital.
What I work in is getting the people scheduled for their all their various appointments, and we work a lot with authorizations with the insurance companies. And we're just seeing an increase over and over again of more things being denied, harder to get authorizations.
One of her daughters, Amanda, says healthcare is also an issue she worries about.
I have pre-existing conditions. I have ADHD, which is already really hard to get covered as an adult. And so having it as a pre-existing condition on top of that, it's just really difficult. Plus, my medication's really expensive.
Last month, the Kaiser Family Foundation released a poll which found that 75% of respondents across both parties say protecting pre-existing conditions is very important to them. Some Americans worry that a current GOP-led lawsuit involving 20 states threatens to undo the ACA and the protections in place. Nationally, Democrats are using this issue to gain a majority in the House and Senate. In Nevada, the race between incumbent Republican Senator Dean Heller and Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Rosen is neck and neck.
The control of the Senate runs through this state. If we are able to flip that seat and Jackie Rosen is elected to the Senate, the control of the Senate can shift. And that way they have a protection in place that will stop Republicans from repealing the Affordable Care Act again.
That's Sarah Abel with the Nevada State Democratic Party, which is attacking Heller's track record on healthcare as inconsistent. His seat is considered especially vulnerable since he's the only Republican senator up for re-election in a state Hillary Clinton won in 2016. In this election, Democrats have a lead of nearly 70,000 registered voters over Republicans statewide, and they want to wrestle back control of Congress to stop conservatives from continuing to chip away at the ACA. Last December, Congress passed the GOP-led tax reform bill that essentially eliminated the individual mandate, the health loss tax penalty for the uninsured.
We are talking to voters everywhere in the North, in the South, and in the rurals, and we want to make sure that they know what's on the line. And what we hear a lot at the doors from voters is that they're concerned about health care.
With so much at stake, Democrats and Republicans are both campaigning hard to ensure their healthcare message is what resonates with voters at the polls. For KUNR News, I'm Ann Gray.